Construction on the Beverly Hills Hotel began in 1911, and a year later, in May 1912, the hotel opened its doors.
The whole hotel cost $500,000 approximately, and it was built in a year. Now, in Beverly Hills today, it'd take you a year to get a building permit to put a new garage door on.
And that comes from a man who should know. He's lifelong Beverly Hills resident, Robert Anderson, the great-grandson of the hotel's original owner, Margaret Anderson. She was offered a chance to build the hotel of her dreams after successfully turning around another property at the famous corner of Hollywood and Highland.
Being a divorced woman with two children, she couldn't vote. She couldn't stand behind the counter of the hotel that she owned.
Yes, things have changed in the 100 years since Margaret Anderson opened the hotel, but her attention to detail has never wavered.
My great-grandmother had a motto, which is, our guests are entitled to the best of everything regardless of cost. They never stop renewing the hotel. From 1906 to 1912, there had only been 6 homes sold in Beverly Hills. And it wasn't until the hotel opened in 1912 that there was a reason to move here.
Many of the biggest names in Hollywood history, past and present, have stayed at, or in some cases, lived at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Among them, Howard Hughes.
He would have sandwiches delivered to him and placed in a tree, where he would come out and get them out of the tree or send one of his bodyguards to go get it. He was quite eccentric.
The Beverly Hills Hotel remains like a second home to Robert Anderson. He has vivid memories of growing up in and around this iconic hotel.
I feel at home when I come here. It's like ollie ollie oxen free. I'm home. I get treated here much better than I do at home by my wife.
Chris Seaton, KNX 1070, on your corner.